it really has a very similar thing. In other words, first they're honored that you would allow them to have access to it. Do you follow
Sure.
me? Secondly,
Yep.
it's in a platform that, you know, really can't be Mickeyed. They can't come in and try to pay you less or whatever. And thirdly, if you do it in a way that we built the platform to allow, you know, like on a category of cars, you know, six people to see those cars, you've
Sure.
created what we've always done in the auction lanes, create the testosterone infused. If you invite this guy and that guy and that guy, and three of them guys know the other three guys, and they also don't know the other three guys. So the mystery remains, who is it that's actually going to pick that car off? You follow me?
Yep,
That
100%.
testosterone infused environment will definitely, and I guarantee you, will enable you to make wholesale profit that you're not sure if you put it on the wholesale line or on the retail line, but it's definitely going on the line of your deposit ticket going into the bank as a full retail profit. You see what I'm saying?
Yep,
In
100%.
other words, the theory of, you know, trade everything, you can retail it, drop the price until you can sell it. It's a theory that from my perspective never was valid, and I think people are actually recognizing this is how we have talked ourselves into this profit compression to the point where you can't make nothing on a new car. Now you can't make nothing on a used car because you're trying to retail something that didn't make any sense to retail when at the moment of acquisition you had the opportunity to make a retail profit wholesale. You see what I'm
Yes.
saying to you?
Yep.
Yeah.
So on that point, Bob, on that point, Jared, what percentage of vehicles would you say you now wholesale versus retail? And then in addition to that, in where you are, what are you seeing with regards to the wholesale marketplaces? So like what percentage would you sell on eBlock, TradeRev, or actually live at the auctions? And like how have you seen that shift? Or Yeah, so I mean, just to touch a bit, it's tough to put a percentage on what I wholesale, what I retail, just because I look at every car different. I think if, you know, if there's any sort of profit there, even if I sell it as is on my lot, every car is different. I mean, anything pretty much over 2010 and over. For one, before I send it to a live auction, I put everything on TradeRev. I'm probably the heaviest user on TradeRev in Atlantic Canada. We had their top metal mover for 2019. I think we probably hundreds of cars we sold on TradeRev. So anytime before I send something to the auction, I'll try it on TradeRev first, because if I can make money on TradeRev before I send it to the lane of the unknown, you don't never know what you're going to get at an auction. If I know I can make money on TradeRev right at my dealership, they come to my door, they pick it up. It's no, like it's super easy to do. And I've been doing that quite often. I had an 08 Highlander come in on trade this week. I paid $2,500 for it. I just put it on TradeRev. It's at 5 grand right now. So I'm not
And how
gonna.
much did the tools call car, my friend?
Sorry, one more time for me.
How much did Accu-Trade call that car?
So Accu-Trade hit it right on the nose. So I actually have it open here. I'll pull it right up.
This is interesting information, because if you are their star or banner, you know, Eastern Canada user, my feeling is all dealers would get the benefit of Accu-Trade doing exactly the same thing, because basically you
Absolutely.
really will know what you're going to get for the car before you even start.
And just to touch on that, I mean, I think there's many reasons why we're continuing to use Accu-Trade and didn't go back to vAuto. Price is obviously one of them. It's significantly cheaper, but other than that, the numbers are right. I mean, we've been doing this since, you know, March, April, and we continued through 2019. We had the highest market share in Toyota store. We had the highest market share at all the stores in St. John. We sold 1,000 cars. Honda sold 900. So we sold the most cars in St. John using a tool that no one else is using, because the numbers are right. I mean, for example, this 2018 Highlander, it told me to pay $2,500 for, which I did. It was telling me the target auction, it should bring $3,500, and if I wanted to retail it for $6,500. Well, for me, I mean, that's a piece that could sit here for 100 days, or I put it on TradeRev and the numbers were right. Instead of getting 35, you know, I got 5 grand.
That's exactly right. So basically, you made a retail profit
I
wholesale.
made a retail profit on a wholesale piece this morning, and it's not going on the board. My salesmen don't see it. My managers don't see it. The only people that see it are me, my general manager, and my accountants.